Welcome to the Health, Wealth, and Happiness Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Mr. Rex Sykes. Rex, why don't you take it from here?
Hi, I'm Rex Sykes, and I'm very, very excited to be with you at the Health, Wealth, and Happiness Summit, because it is truly all about health, wealth, and happiness. Today, I live the life of my dreams. I do what I want, when I want, where I want, with whom I want, and it is fabulous. And you can too. But it wasn't always that way. In my early 20s, I was a seeker all of my life from childhood on. I read all the self-help books growing up. But in my early 20s, I had an accident skydiving, and it wasn't the skydiving accident that nearly killed me. It was what the doctors did to me afterwards that led to substance abuse, depression, took robbed me of over 18 months of my life and my career, the fiance, the person I loved, my friends. I was devastated. I made a commitment to myself, though, that I was going to, at some point, when I got it all together, a friend of mine said, Rex, you are going to kill yourself. You're going to die. First, it was the drugs from the doctors. Now it's the alcohol. You are going to die. And I realized he was right. If I didn't clean up my act, I would have died. I made a commitment to sit in my chair, in my easy boy recliner chair, in my apartment for no less than 6 weeks, for however long it took. And it took me 6 weeks. And I sat in the chair. Sure, I got up to pee. I got up to make a sandwich. But I didn't leave my apartment until I could go out and I could face the world. I had confidence to move and to claim my life back and to face people, to get my career back and to get on track. I'm going to tell you how I did that in just a moment. But the question that I have for you who are listening, you who have difficulty in your life, what is it that stops most people from living the life of their dream, from having your best life ever? And that is a thought, a little wave packet of electrochemical energy between your ears that prevents most people from achieving, accomplishing, doing, being happy, successful, living the life that they want to live. It's a thought. Or we could say it's limiting beliefs. Now, what is a limiting belief? What is a belief? A belief is a thought we think over and over and over again. So what stops you? A thought, a limiting belief. And where did these come from? Well, they came from growing up. They came from the people around you, your parents, your peers, your teachers, influences around you. From the time of 0 to 7, you were like a sponge, unconsciously collecting data that went into your brain, into your subconscious mind, that has influenced you from that time onward. You weren't responsible and you weren't at fault. There's no one to blame. There's no one to shame. There is nothing about what happened that didn't happen to all of us. So, you know, we're all in the same boat when it comes to that. We all grew up with limitations in one way or another. Sure, some people had advantages in life. Some people are born with silver spoons. Some people aren't. But all of us have gone through a conditioning process. We think up to 65,000 thoughts a day by best estimates, probably more than that. So think about this, and here's what research claims. Of the 65,000 thoughts we think today, we thought most of them yesterday, and the day before that, and the day before that. Yeah, some change, but not much. So we think 65,000 thoughts, many of them are limiting. Many of them are like, I'm not worthy. I can't do it. Yeah, rich people have an advantage. Why does shit, excuse me, bad stuff always happen to me? Why can't I get ahead? There's too much, you know, debt at the end of the month. If we are focused on our problems and our limitations and our worries and what we cannot do, guess what we end up getting back? We get back more of the very same. You see, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different result. So if you're always thinking the same thoughts and you're not changing your thinking about what it is you're doing or wanting or having, then you're bound to remain the same. And this is what frustrates so many people. And I'm here to tell you, you know what? It does not have to be this way at all. And that's what I discovered sitting in that chair in my room. I sat there, I visualized, I affirmed, I declared, I sat there and said, I am getting better and better every day in every way. I tried everything sitting in that chair. And then I learned a secret. It hadn't worked. And I thought, how come this doesn't work? Why does this work for me? How come it's not working? And I kept getting, well, because you don't know enough, you aren't enough, you're screwed up. I got all these blame statements back. I felt worse. How come nothing ever works out for me? Why am I so unlucky? Why did she have to leave me? Why did this have to happen? Why? That's all I said. And what I got back was crap. And I felt worse and worse and worse. I'm sitting in this chair saying I'm never going to leave until I feel better. And I'm not feeling any better. And one day I went, how do I make this work for me? What's wrong? Why can't I figure this out? What do I need to know in order to make this happen? How come other people can make it happen? I want to do the same as them. What is it that I can do to make it happen? And that's when suddenly I had a breakthrough. And I'm just going to give you the snowflake tip of the iceberg about this, but I asked a question. I said, how do I make this work? How can I begin to feel better? How soon can I begin to make changes? And what I did was I turned away from all the blame and excuses and whining and complaining and limiting beliefs and negative thoughts to a question that led my brain in a different direction, to a positive direction, to a way out. Now, the reason why this works, just so you know, is that we live our life asking questions. We grew up asking questions, and I didn't invent questions. Questions have been around since the dawn of humankind. We've used questions to motivate, to solve things, the Socratic method. What I realized in that moment was that questions direct the brain. Either it directs it to negativity or it directs it to positivity. Now, it didn't come in an illuminating lightning flash. It came over a period of time while I was sitting in the chair. But I started to ask myself better questions. Like, how soon am I going to begin to feel confident? How quickly can I find myself making changes? How easily am I going to notice myself beginning to move forward? How soon will I be able to face my friends? And how good am I going to feel? And the reason why this works is, you know, what's called the tip of the tongue phenomenon. You know, you're talking to somebody and you're trying to recall a name, say of a person or of a movie or a place, and you can't remember it. And you go, oh God, what was that? What was it? That's his name. I know. And at some point you give up, you relax, you forget about it. And moments later or hours later or days later, it drops into your head like bang. And you go, it was Bob. It was the creature from the Black Lagoon. That was the movie I'm trying to remember. It was Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That was the way. What happens is the brain works on questions long after you stop asking them. If you ask a question like, what's the capital of Wisconsin? It's Madison. Are you a good person? Yes or no? You know, your brain could go yes or no. You want to ask an open-ended question, one that your brain doesn't know the answer to, like, how good can I feel today? Because your brain doesn't know how good you can feel, so it has to go look. It has to go search, and it'll keep doing it long after you ask it. And this is what I discovered sitting in that chair. This is what changed my life. And since then, I've led thousands, millions of other people to change. People have taken my work and run with it. They've taken it here and there. I've done it. Workshops, seminars, tapes, you know. It's been disseminated, and people are transforming their lives. Because when you get your brain to work with you instead of against you, anything is possible. So I'm here to tell you, and years ago, I wrote an article, Why Affirmations Do Not Work. And I said, because you're not asking yourself the right questions. But here is an important thing. Affirmations do work, but there's a reason why most people aren't able to get them to work for themselves. And if you're facing that problem, or if you're stuck and you want to make a positive change, if you want to create the best life ever, here is how you start to do it. You got to take control of your own mind. Everything in our life begins with a thought. The chair you're sitting on, the computer you're looking at, the fork you use to feed your face, all began with a thought. It started inside someone's head before it was translated into physical reality. You want to be rich, it begins with a thought. It begins with your mindset. You want to be happy, it begins with a thought. You want to be healthy, it begins with a thought. If your thoughts lead to your feelings, now this is tricky, so stay with me here. Stay with me. Your thoughts precede your feelings. They lead to your feelings. So if you have a crappy thought, if you think I'm stupid, you get a crappy feeling. I feel bad, and then you feel worse. I'm unworthy, and you feel terrible. what you feel then comes back and creates the next thought. So you say, I feel I'm not worthy. You feel bad. Then you think, I've been always like this. I suck. And then you feel worse. And then you go, I'll never amount to anything. And then you feel even worse. And you go, oh, God, I'm going to go eat some worms. And you go, and you feel worse. It's a cyclic loop that happens. Think a bad thought, feel bad, think a bad thought, feel bad, think a bad thought, feel bad. It goes on and on and on. And people go, oh, I don't know how to get out of this. And it's true. They don't. But they have. You have to stop. You have to stop and you have to take control of that process. What stops most people? A mental packet of energy. A thought in the form of a limiting belief. I could never do that. I will never do that. I want to do it, but I'm no good at it. I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough money. It takes money. The economy is bad. The weather is terrible. I'm never going to get ahead. I can't be happy. You can't be happy all the time. All those are limiting thoughts. They're mental packets of energy. They're beliefs that you got growing up. 65,000 of them or more you think every day. And 95% of those thoughts you think unconsciously, reliably, habitually, each and every day. Yes, of course, you hear the news, you have a different thought. The traffic is different today, the weather is different. Yeah, you have 5% different thoughts. The bulk of the thinking remains the same. It remains unconscious and reliable and habitual. So you have to take control of your own mind. You have to create successful winning habits that direct your mind in positive, powerful ways that lead you to powerful, positive feelings. So you think, I can do anything. Yes, and you feel good. You think, I am healthy, and you feel healthy. You think, I am happy, and you're happy. Then if it leads to a good feeling, then that good feeling produces the next thought, which means I am marvelous, I am magnificent, I am invincible, I am unstoppable. They all, it cycles through. So you either have negative thoughts and spiral down, or you have positive thoughts and spiral up. Now the interesting thing is your thoughts lead to your feelings lead to your actions. You either feel like it or don't feel like it. Your negative feelings aren't going to make you feel like it. You know, you feel sucky and bad. I don't want to clean my room. I don't want to go to work. I hate my job. I don't like my life. I don't want to do those things. And you end up putting them off and procrastinating and not doing this. But on the other hand, if you love your life and you feel wonderful, then doing these things is part of it, especially when it comes to accomplishing your dreams and goals. You want to make more money this year. You want to be happier this year. You want to find a romance partner of your dreams this year. You want to have the best life ever. You want to get a new home, a new car. You want to take up the piano. You want to write. You know, you want to learn how to ski or to swim or to sew. Whatever it is your goal is, if your thoughts are aligned and you feel good, you start taking inspired action, you begin getting positive outcomes and positive results. So your thoughts actually do create your reality. Thoughts become things. You become what you think about. What you focus on expands. You are what you think about repeatedly. So, the 65,000 thoughts you've thought all of your life repeatedly over and over again, those are what holds you back. In order to change that, you start thinking new thoughts. You take deliberate control. So you think an affirmation, I am confident, or I am happy, or I am able to make money, I am rich. You want to put it in the positive, in the present tense, as though you are already that which you want to become. You are already that which you want to become. It's not off in the future. It's not someday. It is now. I am rich, and you want to believe it. And here's the rub. If you thought all your life, I'm poor, and I suck, and I can't do anything, and then you go, I am rich, you may not believe it. You may have trouble believing it. You go, I can't, you know, and if it doesn't feel right, you'll know. You go, I am rich, and part of you goes, yeah. You know, it's kind of like people who look in the mirror and go, I am my ideal weight. And the mirror looks back and go, you slob, you are not your ideal weight. You know, it goes, it does a raspberry at you. I am a success. And he goes, no, you're not. If you have that nagging doubt, that's a huge sign that you're not believing the thought that you're wanting to create or to do. So what do you need to do? Well, one of the things you can say is, I am learning to become rich. I am studying how to make money. I am becoming more interested in learning how to be rich. You kind of walk yourself to the belief. I am presently learning and enjoying the process of learning how to make money easily and effortlessly. You could ask a question, in how many different ways can I begin to discover my inner riches? How quickly may I discover how worthy I truly am? In how many different ways am I worthy? And how soon can I find myself feeling abundant? I am becoming abundant. I am learning to create affluence and wealth. You see, you want to ease your way into it and not create any resistance, because what you resist persists. And guess what? You've been fighting against these old negative limiting beliefs for some time now and not having any luck. If you've not been having any luck, if there's themes and patterns in your life and they repeat over and over and over and over again, it's time to stop. Take a deep breath and decide to do something different. Because if you always do what you always did, you always get what you always got. And doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results, is the definition of insanity. So if you want your life to change, you got to change things in your life. So you take hold of your thinking and you begin with your thoughts. Now, it's important when you're doing affirmations to think about this. You go, I will never do that with you. You suck. You yell at somebody, you're very volatile, you're emotional, you have your whole body involved. You want to do the same thing when you create affirmations. You want to go, I am great. I am alive. I feel wonderful. I'm invincible. You want your entire body, your entire being involved. You want to emotionalize it. Why? Because if you just sit there going, every day and every way, I'm getting better and better every day and every, you're not going to get better very soon. We know that rote repetition works. You can learn to remember anything rotely. But if you want to transform your life, then you put the body to work. You put the emotions to work. And what you're doing is you're training your subconscious mind that when you think, I can do anything, your body responds in the same way. When you go, I am confident, your body responds the same way. When your body goes, you feel confident. Your body feels like you can do anything. It's that cybernetic circle, that loop. So you want to have great emotions, to feel supercharged, because you're training your brain to feel this. And when you do, guess what? Your brain goes, okay, I get it. And it accepts a new belief. You see, we've got what's called a reticular activating system. That on the one hand, that part of the amygdala that looks out for danger and problems and stuff in the world also looks for matches with whatever you believe. If you believe you suck, your brain will go, yeah, sure, here, and it'll give you lots of examples. Go ahead, do it again. Go, why am I such a loser? Your brain will give you 50 different reasons why you're a loser. You go, how come I'm such a great success? Your brain will give you 50 reasons why you're such a great success. But here's the caveat. If you only ask all of your life why you're such a loser, you got a little bit of inertia going here. So when you start saying, why am I such a winner, or how come I'm such a winner, it may take a little bit of time. So be patient. It's like planting a seed and watering it and taking care of it. It'll grow in time, but you got to nurture it. You got to stick with it, and you got to do it reliably. I mean, you've been doing the other for as many years as you've been alive. So think about it as you're walking through a grassy field, and every day you follow the same footsteps, pretty soon you have a path. And what your brain has done is it's laid down neural pathways of limiting beliefs. But now you can change those limiting beliefs into opportunities, into positive, magnetic, magical beliefs that you can use to create the life of your dreams, to become the person you want to be, to have what you want to have, and to do what you want to do by focusing your mind and focusing your brain. You'll accept a new belief. See, you weren't responsible for what your conditioning was as a child. You that happened to you. But now as an adult, you're 100% responsible for what you do with that conditioning, whether you accept it and live as a victim or whether you live as a victor. You know, Muhammad Ali said, I don't feel like training every day, but I know that I need to if I want the gold. If I want to be a champion, this is what I do every single day without fail. And it's the same thing with us. We need to recondition ourselves. We need to build our mental muscles. We need to build our backbones. We need to build our spirit, because truly it is a spiritual happening, so that we can move forward in the ways that we want to move forward. We can drop the limiting beliefs. We can change what we used to think was a problem and a limitation into an opportunity and a solution. Because in every problem, in every adversity, there's a seed of opportunity. You just have to be able to find it and look for it. And if you're focused on the negative, you're not going to find it. Now, the good news is this, whenever you're feeling bad, whenever you get a bad feeling, a bad emotion, you know, something in your gut, it's telling you you're not thinking positive thoughts. You may not know what you're thinking, but it's the time to stop and go, okay, I need to shift my thinking here. It's kind of like you're driving down the road and you get off course. You have to correct your course. You correct and go from negative to positive. You change the limiting belief, the negative thought, into a positive. You think, I'm not worthy. You stop. But wait, I don't want that. Cancel that. That's not what I want. Don't even give it any energy, right? And think, I am worthy. I am deserving. And how many different ways can I discover how truly deserving I am? I feel abundant, and I'm learning to create abundance in my life. I'm learning how to become the person of my dreams and to live the life that I want. I am able to, you get it? You shift from the negative to the positive. You shift from the less than glorious to the glorious. It's a training process. I've helped people all around the world for decades, for almost 40 years now, transform their lives in positive and powerful ways. I write a daily blog called Daily Inspiration and Gratitude. And it's at dailyinspirationandgratitude.com. All right? Every day, 3 years without fail, I write to ask you, to inspire you, but to ask you to seek out and feel grateful, because when you feel grateful, you transform your life. If everything is a blessing, and you can look at everything as a blessing, even those negative thoughts and feelings, even the adverse situations, you can say, this is a blessing. I don't know how it's going to work out, but it will. It can, and it will. You see, Tony Robbins is wrong when he says positive thinking is thinking there are no weeds, there are no weeds, there are no weeds. It is not that at all. People mistake positive thinking and put it into some airy-fairy fluff. Positive thinking is thinking, I can manage the weeds, I can tend to the garden, I can create the most beautiful garden ever, I can learn how, and I will do it. It is not ignoring problems or avoiding problems. It is meeting the challenge face on, with your total and complete congruent aligned inner resources ready to meet each and every day and to step forward. Thoughts, feelings, actions create your results. Positive thoughts create positive results. Negative thoughts create negative results. So if you're ever feeling negative, take that as a signal to shift to the positive. Dailyinspirationandgratitude.com is my blog. You can go there, subscribe, sign up. Lots of great stuff there. I've got products on the store there. But also, I want you to know that I have a YouTube channel called Create Your Best Life with Rex Sykes. Create Your Best Life with Rex Sykes. We're putting up videos there. I have a free gift for you. If you go there, there'll be a link that you can click on. And I have a free audio gift for you that I will give each and every one of you when you sign up for my email. I have a fantastic email that will come to you that will have tips, suggestions, advice, methods, principles, and approaches that you can use to transform your life. I will share with you my greatest discoveries over 40 years, as well as those of other people. I'll provide you links to articles and videos and all sorts of things. You will absolutely love it. So you go to Create Your Best Life Ever on YouTube, Create Your Best Life with Rex Sykes, or even do it yourself, Create Your Best Life with Rex Sykes. And my name is Rex Sykes. So Create Your Best Life with Rex Sykes, and I will give you that free audio gift. And that gift is going to give you some strategies and things that you can do and put into practice right away. Now, as with anything, transformation can happen in the blink of an eye. You know, people go, got to work long and hard to get money. And while that is true, and while even with the law of attraction and positive thinking, we tell people if you made $100 this year, try and make $200 next year. Don't go for a big, big thing. But I talk about how you can do that. I talk about how you get all the great big dreams, because that's, after all, what you want. But my point is this. Some things take time. But you know what? Some people win the lottery. Some people have a relative die. They get money. Some people find money in their wall or in their pants pocket or at the laundromat or on the street. Things can change in an instant, and you can too. You can begin living your best life ever today. Let me help you. Let me show you how. come with me on this journey because you're going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it. The one thing since that time in that chair, I have dedicated my life to helping people and sharing what I've learned. And I'm sharing it today and every day with you and countless others. So come join me. Go get your free gift at my website that I mentioned. And let's meet up. Let's talk. Let's email. We'll be in touch. We absolutely, absolutely will. I think my time has come to an end, but it has been absolutely enjoyable. And I want to say that I have great delight in my life helping people in this way. Now, I can't see you, but we can meet. We can meet online. We can meet in a variety of ways. And even if we never meet, I just want to say you can transform your life and live fabulously.